Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about.
I never discussed a single thing with my son.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I never, ever, 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 ever had a conversation with my son about anything that I was doing.
I just can almost picture his face where he sort of chuckles and says, plausible deniability.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Why at 10:38 on the night of May 2nd would Joe Biden take time to sit down with me in a dark bar at the Beverly Hilton, sort of positioned behind a column so people couldn't see us, to have a discussion about his family and business at a very high level?
Are you rehearsing for some really bad mafia movie?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
When I saw Adam Schiff go on record talking about Russian disinformation.
What's the nature of the compromise?
I was at the end of my rope. And so I called Rob Walker and I told him that if that statement isn't retracted by Congressman Schiff by midnight on Sunday, that I was going on record to the American government, to the American citizen, and the world.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Unchained and unstoppable.
But basically, Rob's position was, if you go on record with all these facts, you'll bury all of us.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the facts.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
What's the matter with you? I think your brain is going soft. Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So a texter wanted to know, did the Twitter guy have a man bun too? That he didn't, I don't think, but that would have been the full package. He looked like a refugee from the Pine Street Inn to me with that beard. But the nose ring, that's not really Pine Street Inn style. It was a 619 says he looked like Howard Hughes just before he went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So, and someone else says, Taylor, had to fact check you, Taylor. Twitter lost $1.2 billion year ending June 2020. I didn't know that. I some of these high tech companies, sometimes they have these valuations up in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
You didn't read the end of that text. What's the last sentence?
But has made money before.
Thank
but
you.
We're talking about now.
That wasn't qualified in that question. Sorry. Reclaiming my time.
All right. All right. He's got a net worth probably in the billions of dollars, in spite of the fact that Twitter may not be making money right now. All right, 844-500-4242, and that's time now for the Chump Line.
Can I get me some plausible deniability here?
That's going to be the most memorable phrase of the Bobulinski interview last night, was when he asked Jim Biden, he said, how the hell do you get away with this, putting Joe in this sleazy deal? He didn't say sleazy deal, but that's what he meant. And Jim Biden said, he smiled and said, plausible deniability. And I just read that Politico story about the Biden family, and they would never run that today. It was run last year, but it's very revealing. And Jim Biden has just gone from one bust out entrepreneurial venture, which was basically based on using his brother's name from one to another, just his entire life. He's 7 years, he's 70 or 71. He's 7 years younger than his brother. He looks just like him. And sleazy, he needs a corkscrew to get into his pants in the morning.
Joe and Jill on Capitol Hill campaigning this year's election. Joe mumbles his lines in his basement confined while Jill fights off the dejection.
The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, thanking Howie, Taylor, Jared, Finally Grace, and all our other singers for taking part in the production of this year's Matthews Carols. The charities thank you, we thank you, but most of all, starting next week through the end of the year, the listeners thank you.
Say, did you see that Biden rally in Philadelphia last night? Boy, it's great to see he's finally getting his crowds.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself, you know, that it would be interesting if some televised report came on and the anchor said Biden voters were busy last night on both coasts celebrating a World Series victory in L.A. and just plain looting in the city of brotherly love.
There's Sleepy and there's Creepy. The big guy was the VP, and Hunter showed his the Biden family. Their houses there are many. Joe never took a penny. From China, they took many. The Biden family.
Very good. Very good. And you kept it just clean enough. Just clean enough. Frank Biden, the third brother, he was a real piece of work, too. You got to go to the Daily Mail, an English newspaper, to read up on him. He was in a car, a Jag, that was doing 80 in a 35 zone in California, and it killed a guy, a single father, trying to raise two daughters, 16 and 17 years old. And the judge ruled that... gave them a settlement of close to $1 million. Frank Biden has never paid a cent. Not a cent. But you check out that story in the Daily Mail. They even have the last letter that this father that was killed by Frank Biden wrote to his daughters. He wasn't the driver, Frank Biden, but I think they were drunk. Both guys were drunk when they went through. And Biden said something to the guy like, "Floor it!" And he floored it, and he killed this single father of two who was trying to raise his kids. His last message to his daughters was, always remember, I love you and Jesus loves you. Killed by a Biden.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course my grandfather was Andros Finnegan. And my uncle, who also worked in the Scranton, Delaware coal mines, was Boutros Ghali. And my prom day at Delaware State was Zsa Gabor. I mean it.
603 says Biden's rallies remind me of the 80s sitcom, Three's a Crowd.
In a spirit of compromise, Joe Biden has now decided he's going to frack the Supreme Court.
I think that's really going to cost him big time. If that doesn't cost him Pennsylvania, I mean, what could cost? Well, the riots might cost him Pennsylvania, too. I think the fracking's an even bigger issue than the ongoing nightly riots in Philadelphia.
Joe Biden looks like he's wearing one of those white powdered wigs. Because he's old enough, he probably has a couple.
Hey, now. Lay off Joe Biden. He's getting a little sleepy. It's getting a little late in the day for Joe. He had his early bird special at around 4:15, topped off with some tapioca pudding. Now, couple of episodes of Matlock, and it'll be sleepy time, Joe.
Amy Barrett was confirmed to the Supreme Court, which caused all the Moonbats' faces to contort. They had a snit, refused to sit, and staged a manic walkout as a last resort.
I'm glad you set me up for that. Chuck Schumer. You got to listen to this Chuck Schumer cut. This is what Chuck Schumer said. They confirmed a pro-life, anti-abortion justice to the Supreme Court. And this is what Chuck Schumer said. Cut 23.
My deepest and greatest sadness is for the American people. Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination. As the globe gets warmer, as workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary
state
legislation...
That's enough. Did you catch, though, the important part was generations yet unborn will suffer because perhaps they will not be aborted. So that's how the generations yet unborn will suffer. Do any of these people have any sense of self-irony here? Do they do any editing before their aides hand them the copy to read?
Joe Biden can't stop lying. He really did get paid. And when Biden gets caught lying, he locks away all day.
Yeah. His Irish eyes are vacant. They're not smiling, they're not crying. There's just nobody home behind those Irish eyes.
Hi, FBI. I think there's a noose on Hunter Biden's laptop. You better investigate right away.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, whatever happened to Bubba Wallace, by the way? Is he still active, or is he, maybe he and Miles Taylor are getting together for their next business venture. They can go in with Hunter Biden.
Hey, Howie, I heard that Miles Taylor in Europe goes by Kilometers Taylor.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have to think much about Miles Taylor after tonight.
Howie, Governor LePage calling. Don't worry about Charlie Parker canceling Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving when your governor's a turkey.
I hadn't thought of it that way. Somebody just texted me and said he tried to vote early in Massachusetts. He doesn't like to usually vote early, but he's concerned that Governor Parker will cancel voting next. Just say it's a peaceful protest, you'll be okay.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message any hour between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And if you'd like to leave such a message, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more, Chopped Chumps is posted right around the time the show ends every night. You can get Chopped Chumps, the overflow chump line messages, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, thanking Howie, Taylor, Jared, and finally Grace, and all the other singers for taking part in the production of this year's Matthews Carols. The charities thank you, we thank you, but most of all, starting next week through the end of the year, the listeners thank you.
There's Sleepy and there's Creepy. The big guy was the VP, and Hunter showed his the Biden family. Their houses there are many. Joe never took a penny. From China, they took Manny, the Biden family.
We could have used a few more stanzas of that, you know, rhyme crack and whack. There are a couple of ways to go. That was excellent. Excellent. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should early voting be abolished?
Yes, it should.
84% say yes.
Okay. So Zuckerberg from Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, before the Senate today, he was blaming the FBI for all this. They're guilty of many things, but I think this is a bit of a stretch. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told Congress today that the FBI warned him months ago that Facebook should be on quote-unquote heightened alert about hack and leak operations that could be a part of a foreign disinformation campaign in the final weeks before the 2020 election. But you see, this thing with the New York Post and Hunter Biden's laptop, this was not a hack and leak operation. This was a laptop that legitimately belonged to the computer repairman in Delaware. And he turned it over to Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy Giuliani turned it over to the New York Post. So they're just, again, the FBI is a pathetic organization under Comey and now Christopher Wray, but it didn't do this, I don't think. And you could also say it sat on the horrible information in the Hunter Biden laptop, which we're now seeing more and more of, and it really is hard to stomach some of it. And however, I don't think they told Mark Zuckerberg not to print any of this. 844-500-4242. 603, still nothing on Hunter Biden or Bobulinski on Drudge. Useless for several years. What the hell happened? Yeah, no, don't even bother with Drudge anymore. Drudge has gone over to the dark side. Supposedly he's trying to sell. There have been rumors he's trying to sell the whole operation. But he hates Trump for some reason. They had some kind of falling out. I think it's a one-way falling out, because I don't think Trump ever did anything to the guy. And so it's just not worth going to. Go to the Bongino Report, and there are other places you can get your news aggregated. You don't have to rely on Matt Drudge. A lot fewer people are using it. 603 says foreign disinformation campaign. How about a domestic disinformation campaign on the part of Facebook? Yeah, that's the big problem. Don't worry about the Russians. I'm a lot more worried about Silicon Valley than I am about the Russians. I mean, Silicon Valley wants to shut down dissent, big tech, and they have a lot more power and they have a lot more money than the corporate media does. You know, the corporate media has to deal with things like cord cutting and the fact that nobody watches network television anymore. I mean, these big tech companies like Google and Amazon, even if Twitter's not making any money, they have a lot of influence. Those are the ones to be concerned with. And if the Republicans lose control of the Senate and we lose the White House, I mean, these people are just going to run amok. They're a threat. They put the Republic in peril, I think, by the fact that they don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about your freedom of speech. And also the fact that they're in bed with China. We're going to be talking more about that situation with China and the Bidens and also the Russian hoax with Maria Bartiromo. We've got her coming up next. She's got a new book out. We'll be talking with her. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. With us on the news line now is Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business Channel and the Fox News Channel as well. And she's done such great work on many things, covering the stock market way back when, and lately on covering the Russian collusion hoax. And she's got a new book out. that she wrote with James Freeman, who's a great columnist for the Wall Street Journal. He writes the Best of the Web column. If you don't check it out, you should, if you get beyond the paywall. And the name of their book is The Cost, Trump, China, and American Revival. It just came out, and you can get it at Amazon or any fine bookstore. Maria Bartiromo, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Howie, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
This is a perfect time for a book about Trump, China, and the American Revival, isn't it? With the revelations last night on your network about from Tony Bobulinski, is this the way China does business across the board, or do they just see their opportunities and take them, as was once said of a New York State senator?
No, it's all determined. It is exactly the way China does business. What China has been able to do over decades is identify people on the inside to and send data back. They've been stealing intellectual property for decades from America, and they've been forcing technology for American companies to transfer all of their innovation over to China. And little by little, China can build their own companies exactly that replicate that company that they just stole for, and then overtake that company. And what's really disturbing about what we heard from Bobulinski last night, Mr. Bobulinski was really terrific in terms of coming out. What really struck me is, because I've been studying China now for several years and have a clear understanding of what China has been able to do, it really was a horror show to hear what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did, and that is to influence, peddle, but also at the same time force through acquisitions that otherwise may not have happened. In other words, the Chinese Communist Party has been acquiring companies in Silicon Valley up and down the street for the last several years so that they can acquire our intellectual property and our innovation and then replicate those companies in China. But they need approval in the United States. Obviously, we have something called CFIUS, which is the agency in the U.S. government that would approve or not approve a foreign company from acquiring American assets. And so what happened was, as we know now from these emails that Mr. Bobulinski told us about and that I've spoken with Senator Ron Johnson about and Peter Schweitzer about, we've learned from these emails that what China wanted was an easy approval into the United States, and that's what Hunter Biden was promising. Oh yeah, don't worry, we'll get you in front of CFIUS and you'll be able to acquire that company. So when you consider the massive, massive implications of that, because China has been stealing our companies and our intellectual property for so long, and President Trump is trying to stop them from doing it, to hear this story that the Chinese Communist Party was actually getting approvals because of their relationship with Biden is just stunning. I mean, they are doing exactly what President Trump has been trying to stop.
I was thinking about this last night with when Bobulinski was talking about how he was looking for Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden claimed that he was now the lawyer for this guy, the chairman, whatever his name is, I can't pronounce it. And then it occurred to me, hasn't that the chairman has vanished now and is thought to be dead, murdered by the Chinese Communist government, right? And I mean, is that's classic? That's like organized crime. You know, they put out a front man, and then when the front man, they think he's going to be busted, he disappears. Then this guy who was their front man has now disappeared. This is very spooky that the guy who could be the next president of the United States is in literally in business with this guy, or should I say, just taking payoffs.
Well, he's clearly compromised, and who knows what else they have. Don't forget, Hillary Clinton was using an unsecure server for all of those years. We found the 30,000 emails on Anthony Weiner's computer. So obviously China, Russia, and anybody else who was spying on the United States got access to everything that the sitting Secretary of State was doing as she was communicating with the sitting President, Barack Obama, with her unsecured server. So there's that. I mean, there's all of these open holes that we've created as a result of influence peddling. And it's just, it's scary. I really hope that this story resonates and people understand the severity of what Hunter Biden was doing.
Yeah, I just want to mention one other thing. There's a report that came out from the Department of Education recently. It hasn't received much much news coverage. But China has also been buying American universities. There's a professor at Harvard who's under indictment now for conspiring with the Chinese to transfer technology, I guess. And but the Department of Education report said that Harvard alone had taken $116 million from China. That's just one school. $116
million.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so they're buying off politicians, universities, the NBA.
Yeah.
How do you stop them?
President Trump has been the first president that we've seen that has actually put consequences in place for Beijing's bad behavior. But that's what I was referring to when I said that China has been able to gain insiders that they're paying to send data back to the Communist Party. Yes, that was one of the first indictments out of a string of indictments that happened this summer. And Charles Lieber is the individual you're referring to. He was the chairman of the chemistry department at Harvard, and he was actually being paid by the CCP to send back innovation and important studies that they were doing at Harvard. And China was just getting them so that they could ultimately beat America at its own game. And they've done that not just through academia, but they've done that in our embassies. They are spy centers. That's why they had to close down the Houston embassy. They've done that through Hollywood. Remember the story recently where, you know, Tom Cruise in Top Gun had to change his leather jacket.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
There was a flag that said Taiwan and Tibet. And the Chinese Communist Party said, no, we don't want any of that on the jacket, change the jacket. And Hollywood rolled over and did it. And then there's the NBA and sports. I mean, look, the bottom line is right now it is the corporate sector that is the biggest problem for this administration, because corporations and their CEOs continue to look at China as this massive growth opportunity that they want to sell their widgets to 1.5 billion people. And they are completely ignoring, willfully or not, the massive national security issues that come with dealing and partnering with a communist country.
So tell me about the book. The book is called The Cost. You wrote it with James Freeman, who is a great journalist, Trump, China, and American Revival. Tell us about what the book involves, these issues.
Well,
but it also involves other issues, doesn't it?
Exactly. Howie, we basically looked at this moment in time that we find ourselves in over the last 4 years, the most extraordinary, unconventional presidency. And with this presidency has had success is in plain sight, and the media willfully ignores them and tries to focus on personality traits, things that they just don't like. And so as a result, the public doesn't really hear enough about what this president has been able to do. I mean, you're talking about a tax cut plan, tax legislation, and a deregulatory program that truly moved the needle on economic growth, created jobs opportunity for everyone, all income levels and all races. And what you have happened was, even before COVID showed up in February of 2020, income inequality for the first time in decades had actually begun to narrow, because you actually saw the bottom earners seeing their wages go up even more than the top earners. And it was quite extraordinary. The trade deals that he's been able to do by putting Americans first, redoing NAFTA into USMCA, push back on China, they're extraordinary. And that's not even talking about the foreign policy successes. We're talking about Middle Eastern peace for the first time in decades. United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and now Sudan normalizing relationships with Israel, not to mention bringing home troops from Afghanistan, killing Soleimani, killing the head of ISIS. All of these things are important moves that this president has made and has had courage in doing it, and the media refuses to acknowledge any of it. So we go through that. I've got two chapters on China. The first chapter, Beijing boom time, when this last 30-40 year period, ever since under Bill Clinton, China was admitted to the WTO, and with this promise that we would actually have an opening up of China and good relations and a fair trade deal that really never happened. And then I go to Eyes Wide Open, which is the second chapter on China, which tells you all about what we're talking about and how China is continuing this bad behavior. It used the COVID-19 crisis to gain more territory, invading India, killing 20 soldiers in India, militarizing the South China Sea, moving into Hong Kong with new rules and regulations. All these broken promises, And then one of my favorite chapters is chapter two, which is called The Coup That Failed. And this is, Howie, about the enormous, extraordinary resistance that this president has faced, not just from the media, not just from inside government, but from these people who were creating a narrative that he colluded with Russia. And for 3 years, all we heard about was collusion, and it was all a lie.
You've done such a great idea. Maria, you've done such a great job, and your especially your Sunday morning show is just must see TV to keep up with this. Do you have confidence?
I've done this for now. I've been covering this collusion that was never true for 3 years, and I tell you, Howie, I've gotten slammed on Twitter and on social media because I came out early on. I sniffed this story out from day one, and you're right. I kept doing it on Sunday Morning Futures. And it's just disgusting that they slam me for actually being a truth teller.
Not anyone who's following the case. Not any deplorables or chumps or whatever they want to call us. And we really appreciate it. But do you have faith in Barr in Durham?
I do. I think my sources are telling me right now there will be indictments after the election. I just broke news on your show. I'm sure of it. There will be indictments after the election. I do trust that they are certainly going to seek out the truth and make sure to have accountability. But you're right, it's been taking way too long. And I think as we approach the election, John Durham lost his nerve a bit and didn't want to appear political in any way. But he knows that there's criminality there. And I do think that we're going to see accountability, Howie, because what they did was just trample on our rights. Wiretapping someone unlawfully, you know. I mean, that's the thing about the media. I mean, they have just thrown out all of the things that we deem important and valuable as living in a free country, in this great country of America. You know, innocent to proven guilty. Oh, who cares? It's Trump. Forget about it. That's
right
off the table. Wiretapping a person unlawfully. He didn't do anything wrong. Oh, so what? It's Trump. It's off the table. I mean, they've just thrown away all of the values that we deem, you know, important and so critical to our democracy. And it's a disgust. It's shameful.
But if Trump loses Tuesday, I mean, it's all going to be buried, just like it would have been buried if Hillary Clinton. We would know none of this if Hillary Clinton had won, right? I mean, what's going to happen if Biden wins?
I feel like it's a deja vu all over again. I can't imagine that happening, honestly. I don't know. I mean, if he does win, it's a different place. It's a completely different place. I mean, our relations with China are completely different. I can't imagine. I mean, I can't believe it. I don't think so.
Again, you're doing a great job.
Right.
And
it will all go away, Howie. It will all go away.
So will the First Amendment.
And that is so wrong.
It is. It is. And if Kevin Kleinsmith he'll probably be pardoned, or he'll get, work release somewhere.
Well,
and they
see,
the one guy.
One of the reasons I do think that there is going to be accountability as well, because Kevin Kleinsmith pled guilty. He admitted to his wrongdoing, and he had to do that with the promise of working with government. And I bet you, you know, they can't blame it on the underlings. Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe can't say that they didn't know that the collusion was garbage, because they had a 40-hour interview with Igor Danchenko, the subsource, that they had that 3-day interview, January 25th, 26th, 27th. They were told, oh, we made it up. We were having beers. It was all in jest. So they knew, and they still re-upped the warrant on Carter Page two more times.
And some of the stuff he didn't even remember saying, so probably Christopher Steele just flat out made it up. Maria Bartiromo, it's great to talk to you, and like I said, you're doing a great job, and I look forward to reading the book, The Cost, Trump, China, and American Revival. You wrote it with James Freeman, and it's available anywhere. You can get your fine books. Thank you, Maria Bartiromo. Fall is here, so now's your chance to start up something new. Let HelloFresh instantly spice up mealtime at home with seasonal fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. Choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Grace-made chicken parmesan Taylor made a Korean dish, and the mailroom manager made sausage and rice. So you can see that they have a number of different varieties of fine dining available to you. It's you're not going to get bored with anything from HelloFresh. Make any night feel extra fresh, festive with their surf and turf, craft burger, and taste tours, gourmet feasts, among so many others. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh has recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on home food waste by at least 25%. So you'll feel good about using them instead of grocery shopping. You'll also be saving 40% versus shopping at your local grocery store. More servings mean more savings, so now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value. Easily change your delivery days, add extra meals, or skip a week whenever, because HelloFresh is flexible to fit your lifestyle. If you're planning to go away for a week around Thanksgiving or Christmas, you can just skip a week very easily. You don't have to jump through hoops to do it. HelloFresh is here for you. They want to make it as convenient and as easy as possible. And it'd be a lot easier to deal with than other companies that give you the same sort of product. Get started with America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie to get $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's promo code Howie for $80 in savings at HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I hope Maria is right that there are going to be indictments, but after the election, I mean, again, if Trump loses, it doesn't mean anything. Somebody's saying, well, there's 2 or 3 months to go. They could still indict somebody. But you're not going to get somebody on the a federal trial. It'd be a complicated case. It'd never come to court for months, maybe even a year. So it'd be a moot point, unfortunately. So it's got to win the election. Got to win the election for so many reasons. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, Howie, he has to win the election like he did, and nothing happened to Hillary. I was talking about Maria's breaking news, you know, top secret. You know, the attorney general is going to go after Biden. I mean, how long has the FBI had Joe Biden's laptop?
Almost a year.
Nothing. I mean, crickets. Crickets. Yeah. Can you play your crickets for me? Do you have that sound cut? Crickets.
No, we've
crickets.
Got it. Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is a joke. I mean,
Gary, look on the bright side. At least the guy, at least the repair shop owner made copies of the hard drive. Do you know that if he hadn't made the copies, the FBI would now be saying, what laptop? You know they would, right? They would have lost that laptop.
He should get the Medal of Honor like the president gave Rush. He deserves it 100%. The FBI is so crooked. I mean, I'm telling you, what they're doing with all this rampaging down in Philadelphia, the working Americans have to do to the FBI. It's a joke. It has to stop.
I know. You heard Corey Lewandowski the other day on the show. I was asking him about something about the FBI, and he said, "You won't believe the talk on Air Force One." And I know who he was talking about, and so do you. I mean, that's one thing that is going to happen, win or lose. I think Christopher Wray will not make it through as director of the FBI beyond next Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. Gina Haspel, the same thing, although she'll probably quit. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr. Our list.